Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets Podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever is
Chris Clark, the buyer's agent. Can you keep one tone or just multiple tones?
I kind of got sick of my own tone. I listen back to this all the time. Like, let's change it up a little bit posher.
Although that sounds dangerous. It sounds about as dangerous as selling a property off market.
Oh, you walked straight into the episode. So the dangers of selling off market, this is what this episode is about. And Chris and I are going to run through that topic.
Yeah, so this is if you're looking to sell your property and you've heard the term off market come through or you're thinking about it, this is going to talk about, you know, the potential pitfalls. Now, we're not saying it's all doom and gloom, but we're just going to talk through, I guess, highlight some of the dangers of doing so. So,
and the mistake that agents have made in saying how easy off-market sales are. So
beautiful. Okay, so let's first of all think about going on market. So if we were to go on market and Kurt put your real estate agent hat on.
Yep.
On market, you put a property that's vanilla, so it's the sort of property that sells regularly in the area you operate in. How many people would likely come through an inspection over a 4-week period?
4-week period. I'd say 150 inquiries, 80 inspections.
Okay. So 80 people come through. So of those 80, how many of those people would receive contracts?
15 to 20.
Okay. Now, we do know 15 to 20 of contracts being sent doesn't mean anything because anyone, you know, some agents will just send contracts and some people will just say, yeah, send me the contract, but do nothing with it.
Yep.
You don't want zero.
You don't want zero.
Yeah, you don't want no contract sent, but you want sort of five or more is okay. But what we're really looking at is the contract review. So how many times somebody's had their solicitor engage with the vendor's solicitor? And
that's
how many
correct.
Are you sort of looking? If you have 15 to 20 sent, how many would be on average completed with the solicitors?
We'll say 4 to 5.
4 to 5, okay. So, and of those 4 to 5, if you then get an auction or if it was just for sale or pre-auction, how many buyers, again, property's vanilla, so it's one of those properties that would typically, so how many buyers would typically be putting offers together or bidding on the day?
3 to 5.
3 to 5, okay. So likelihood of selling it?
Pretty high,
okay. So let's compare it to off-market. So same time, same property, but this time we only go to off-market. How many people would physically come and inspect the property?
We'll say 10 to 15.
10 to 15, okay. And how many 10 to 15 would receive a contract?
Actually, I'll take that back. We'll go 10. I'll do like an average 10.
Okay, so 10. And how many of those people would receive a contract?
3 to 5.
I say sometimes higher because those people feel special. They also don't want to let the agent down. So it is actually a sort of slightly higher percentage than usual to receive a contract. But the true number we want to look at is how many contracts have been reviewed on average?
0 to 2.
0 to 2. So sort of
more likely one's
the majority.
One is the majority.
So sort of 20% no reviews, 20% two or more reviews, and 60% of the time only one contract. Mm-hmm. One's doing that review process. So likelihood of getting an offer? Not a close the deal, but likelihood of getting an offer?
Not very high.
By the way, I did numbers, and then numbers. There you went. About half the time, would you say you get an offer? Okay. If you do sell, so you're lucky enough that probably does sell, how often of those sales that do sell off market are above the market? Above, you know, so the market average is around here.
That cracking price.
Cracking price, something special.
5%.
5% of the time. Okay, let's flick back to the properties that are going on the market, they're going through a full campaign. How many of those would you expect or do you see going above sort of market norms or expectations?
Above 50%.
Right, so that's pretty dramatic. Right? Yeah. All those numbers there, if you follow those through, that's pretty dramatic sort of turn of events or numbers you're operating with.
Yeah. To be honest, I'd probably say closer to the 70% mark.
Yeah, and look at the part of that's the Sydney market, like the price of property in Sydney is going up each month, it's gone up. Yeah, percentage-wise this year. But obviously, a big chunk of that is you always say you can't sell something.
Can't sell a secret.
Can't sell a secret. I knew you'd swoop in there.
Save the day,
so
hero.
Why the hell do people sell via off-market, right? We've got to put a thinking cap on here of a seller.
Yeah.
So maybe it's bounce between. So what would be a reason a seller would want to sell a property off-market?
Well, you can say up front, there's three categories.
Okay.
So the first category is the investment. That at the end of the day, marketing these days, REA and Domain alone, $7,000-ish.
Yep.
Styling, a building in person, all that, you're looking around that 10 to 20, but closer to the 15 to 20, if it's a house.
Okay.
A unit, probably 10 to 15.
And would you classify auction, because you're not doing, you know, we wouldn't be engaging an auctioneer in this one. Would, how much an auctioneer factor in?
880 tops.
Yeah, okay. So around that sort of numbers there. So you have, yeah, so a significant investment.
Yep.
We talked earlier on about getting a property sold above market. It gets taken care of pretty quickly if you sell right. So that's one reason. What's another reason?
So another reason is time. Some people don't need to move. They're not committed to moving, but if they can get someone to get a good price off market.
So why would they be... So is that a scenario, an agent's knocked on their door and they've gone, oh, I am looking to sell, but next 3 to 5 years? Or would they have approached an agent and said, but I'm not in a rush? Like, how do these conversations come up?
Sometimes it might come up that the agent has a genuine buyer for the property.
Oh, okay.
I know I do it where someone's actually pointed out some specific homes and I'll go up and say, look, I got a specific buyer. And it does work sometimes, but there is also times where the person's super content, but they're like, look, if you can get me the right price. But often that's a very high above premium price.
Yeah. They've got dreams.
If the commitment's not there. But yeah. Also, it can just be that, yeah, they might be moving in 2 to 3 years. They've been speaking with agents and been like, we can get something now off market with a buyer that you've got from another property. Then,
and sale of it potentially.
Yep.
What's last reason?
The last reason, I think this is more of a genuine reason, is the discreetness.
Okay. So why are people being discreet around selling a property? Can't tell a secret, as you said. So why would people, what a scenario is people being discreet on?
A scenario might be like an 80-year-old lady that has lost her husband, for example, doesn't particularly maybe want the neighbours.
Maybe lived in the area for a long time, doesn't want the neighbours to snoop in the house.
Yeah, snoop in the house, just coming for a look.
Just ask her questions.
And, well, the neighbour won't be there, but knowing that if you're hearing talk in the town or your local Facebook group, you don't particularly, you know, those kind of reasons. So out of all the reasons...
But there's other discrete reasons though. Like, so there's the dread of D, so divorce.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Separations. Yep. So sometimes it's because they don't want their neighbours to know. Sometimes they don't want their kids to be aware of what's going on. So there are other factors. Sometimes it's just they're well known in the area.
Yep.
They're almost like they're the person who runs the Christmas barbecue or something, and they just don't want everyone to know they're leaving until they've actually committed to leaving. So those are sort of three reasons overall.
So and that's purely for if I was to put it under one bracket, regardless of some being legitimate than others, it's just a commitment thing.
It all comes down to commitment. Okay. On the agent side, because agents do proposition this, what are some reasons to why agents would proposition off market as an opportunity?
So I'm gonna start with a reason that I've actually spoke about last between us two off air, is they have a genuine buyer that has pointed out that property and they want it.
Yeah.
That would be one reason why an off market. Generally, that would be a very short agency agreement because you've said you've got the buyer.
And you can even, what I've done advised before, is you can even write the names of those people who are buying the property into the agent group and say, yes, you can, Kurt, you can show my property to, you said their names are Steve and Lisa Harvey. Those two individuals can come through. But basically locks you into not being able to, as the agent, show that property to anyone else who's not named Steve and Lisa Harvey.
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, I get that one. What are some other reasons?
Some other reasons are that an agent would rather have the listing than no listing at all.
Okay, so I think this is down to two different buckets itself. So I think it's either a new agent or a new agent in the area. So they might be experienced elsewhere, but they're moving into an area. So just keen to get anything.
Yep.
Like get their name out there, get some listings, start publicising, start pushing themselves out there. And then the second case, which is actually, so that one's sort of seller beware.
Yep.
And the other one, which is actually fine, is an agent might have just gone through, they had 10 properties for sale 2 to 3 months ago. They've sold all 10. Fantastic. They now look at their board going, I've got no sales on. I haven't been positioning off market. I haven't needed to, but now I'm back down to square zero. Okay, I can start. I'll talk to this client who's a bit nervous about going off market because I'm rebuilding my pipeline back up. What would be any other reasons why an agent from would have a motivation to position off market to a seller?
Is to eventually try and get them to go on market.
I like the way you say eventually. It's probably more to properly, but yes.
No, there are some people that will be like purely off market and they're not going to entertain anything further. Yep. But there are people that they know once they get the property signed up, it's that flowing on effect of being like, oh, do you know what? We haven't quite got the target audience. We've tried, we've brought people through.
Yeah.
Why don't we just try a little bit of a marketing campaign?
Yeah.
Which I also, this is nothing against the real estate agent. The agent is obviously at the end of the day, they want to do business.
Yeah.
And sometimes they can spot the motives for the vendor. They're being like, the vendor actually does want to move.
They do want this transaction to occur.
And sometimes
they're getting in their own way.
Yes. And in a genuine sense, I know sometimes agents can be pushy, but there are also other agents. We do it all the time. We see that someone actually wants to be here. They don't quite understand how to get there. They're hesitant. And sometimes they need that push, and taking small baby steps is better than, because another agent's going to come in and eventually get that listing.
Correct. So those are sort of the key reasons from an agent and sellers. I think the one thing we talked about is offline is, let's say you've given your property or provided your approval to go off market with an agent, and then you're just not feeling the love. Right? There's not many people coming through, not even those 10 we talked about earlier on. There's been three, lack of follow-up. One of the quick things you should do then is go into REA, go on Domain, look at that agent and see how many properties they've got on sale at the moment that are actually full on market, because it's a really good indicator to go, if I'm not getting much love, but they've got, what would keep an agent busy? How many properties is a minimum would you say they're busy?
Putting in full effort, 4 to 5.
4 to 5. So if they've got 4 to 5 properties listed on REA and Domain or whichever platform or on the market at the moment, they're going to be busy with those inspections on a Saturday, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1 o'clock. They're busy with a follow-up. They're busy trying to close those deals. They're busy working with them. You are the cream on the cake. So if they can get yours, fantastic. But it's not going to be their number one focus, because those other clients are going, I've invested in marketing. I've invested this. And I'm motivated. I'm definitely, you talk about motivation. People have gone on market. 99.9% are very motivated to, as long as the deal makes sense, to sell.
Yep. Well, imagine there's an agent with lots of listings. They're going to put in the same commitment level that someone else is committed to them.
Yeah.
Slightly different if an agent literally has 1 or 2 listings, or they're trying to make their name for themselves. They're going to be putting 100%, a lot more effort into it in terms of doing at least the calling around, going through their database, past properties. So you're probably going to get a bit more commitment from them.
Yeah.
Look, and once again, this is just to average out.
I was going to say, so as a buyer's agent, I see lots of buyer's agents saying, I'll purchase off market. That does not mean you purchase well. So don't think sellers by listening to this are like, well, if I sell off market, I've been screwed over and I've got less money. No, there are times definitely where a property is put up, and I've purchased property off market that has been at slightly even above the market value, but it's ticked every single box of my client. My client's been happy to invest that together to get it done. But I would say more often than not, whatever that number actually is, it probably is sold at the market or slightly below. You said sort of 5% only of those sales are above what the market would expect.
And it depends on how much the agent cares as well. So there'll be some agents that will advise you, look, this is the best offer. I don't think you should take it. Or the same agent as well go above and beyond and absolutely smash expectations. Yeah. But yeah, as a general rule of thumb though, I think be aware that you can't sell a secret, and it's a lot harder to get that cracking price, which at the end of the day, for a tax-free investment on your principal place of residence,
what you're after.
That is what you're after.
Right, so I think we've landed quite nicely there in terms of the dangers of selling property off market.
Yep.
Let's get on to, we haven't done this for a while, 3 quick Qs, which was our bread and butter before.
Yep.
Who's going first?
I'll go first, Chris. Oh. I want to rip straight into you, my man.
I'm a little nervous. So this is where Kurt asked me 3 questions I can't defend, and I've got to give pretty short answers back.
Well, I'm going to make it easy. True or false?
Oh, wow.
And they usually have property related, but we scrapped that out the window today. So are you ready, Chris?
Yes.
True or false? Clouds weigh around 1 million tons.
False.
True.
Jesus, really? 1 million tons?
Question 2. 600 million years ago, one Earth day lasted 21 hours.
True.
Correct.
Only because it seems so bizarre that it has to be real.
And the last question, true or false? Your brain is constantly eating itself.
False.
It's true.
Were they all true?
Yeah, they're all true.
Oh, you can't do that to me. I'm used to multiple choice at university, you know, A, B, C, D. You just keep going around and you eventually get some right.
Judging your final answer, being like, oh, there's too many
C's. Yeah, if I said true, 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 I'd be, oh, God, okay. Well done. Three quick cues on to you. So you're part of BNI, networking group. You're actually the president. What's the best part of being the president for that networking group?
People think you're a hero.
Right. What's the worst part of being the president for the networking group?
1 or 2 o'clock at night, making sure all stuff's ready to go.
I thought you were going to say people think you're a hero. Give the same answer to us. Will I beat your dad at go-karting on December 1st?
Yes.
All right. Very, very good. All right.
That's if you don't spin out.
That's if I don't spin out. I never spin out. There's no recording of that. Thank you all for dropping by. I hope that's been useful.
That was 2 questions, mate.
No, best part of being president, worst part of being president, and will I beat your dad?
Oh, sorry, I thought that was a part
two. It's all right. Can't count, real estate agents.
But thank you for listening, guys. It's been awesome. I really hope we've
enlightened and helped and give some advice on
dangers of selling off market.
Thanks for dropping by.